This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. The man identified as the shooter in the apparent assassination attempt of former President Donald Trump was a 20-year-old from a Pittsburgh suburb not far from the campaign rally where one attendee was killed. VOA Steve Miller has this update.
Investigators were working on Sunday to gather additional information about Thomas Matthew Crooks of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. They say opened fire from a rooftop outside the rally venue in Butler. An FBI official said late Saturday that a motive had not yet been determined. Relatives of Crooks didn't immediately respond to messages from the Associated Press. However, his father, Matthew Crooks, told CNN late Saturday that he was still trying to figure out what was going on, but wouldn't speak about his son until after he spoke to law enforcement. The Wall Street Journal and the AP say authorities found explosive devices in his car. The Wall Street Journal and ABC News also have reported that the gun Crooks used was purchased by his father. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Speaking Sunday, President Joe Biden urged people not to make assumptions as the investigation gets underway after a Situation Room briefing about the apparent assassination attempt on his predecessor, Donald Trump.
The FBI is leading this investigation, which is still in its early stages. We don't yet have any information about the motive of the shooter. We know who he is. I urge everyone, please, don't make assumptions about his motives or his affiliations. Let the FBI do their job and their partner agencies do their job.
Biden's remarks come after Homeland Security and law enforcement officials briefed Biden and as the White House continues to condemn the stunning act of violence. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit our website.